On this memorial of Blessed Sebastian of Aparicio, a Franciscan priest, we have this reading which makes us focus on the things of heaven. Sell what you possess and give alms. Make to yourselves bags which grow not old, a treasure in heaven which faileth not. Where we're living for a treasure, the treasure of the next life, the treasure of heaven. And so it's not just a vague kind of hope thing, but it's a treasure, something that should really attract our attention and motivate us strongly. Heaven, where we have all these blessed things, all these enormous joys and happiness, but especially we have God, we have Our Lady, we have the saints, our brothers and sisters in heaven, we have the angels, all these things that should really motivate us to live for heaven and to endure the crosses and misfortunes and difficulties of this life, to live in God, to live in the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mary, to live in their grace. We're living in heaven or here on earth, so to speak, if we are really united to them. And that's our hope, our joy, is not just the pleasures and joys that are promised to us in heaven, but the person of Jesus and Mary, God himself, something that is beyond our imagination, and it's something that should impel us and motivate us and drive us to live for heaven, to detach us from this world, and to keep our hearts and minds fixed and swimming in eternal things. And this is our struggle, our challenge, our difficulty is to live in this world and to work and to do the things that we have to do in this world, do our duties, our responsibilities, and not lose the focus of our true homeland, what we are really living for, what we are made for, which is heaven, is God. And so we're just, we have to, realize the distractions and the things of this world and the dangers of this world that can pull us away from what is real, what really matters, what is most important, God, and the things of heaven, and to do all that we can to keep our focus, to keep on the right track, keep on the road, keep our eyes fixed and placed on our Lord by coming to Mass as we do, by staying faithful to our prayers all throughout the day, living that structured, periodic, regular prayer schedule throughout the day, not just a prayer life, but a prayer schedule every day, in and out, and focusing on Holy Mass, on the Eucharist, on Adoration, on the Rosary, on Our Lady, and day in and day out, more and deeper. So let us entrust ourselves to Our Lady to do this, to be faithful to this, and to grow deeper in our union with God through her mediation.
Christus.